Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball four. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from White and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the mound. Buell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker bunts for an out with unknown description. Talbot moves to second. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Kiner moves to second. Jim Wilson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Kiner scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aaron. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Cubs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Talbot hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 0 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko is hit by the pitch. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field. Kiner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kiner. Pafko moves to third. Adcock moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cooper for a passed ball. Pafko scores. Adcock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from White and he is safe. Fondi steals third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Ditmer pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Baker makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Bruton moves to second. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Talbot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Talbot moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz is hit by the pitch. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Talbot moves to third. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-3, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. George Metkovich pinch hits for Ernie Johnson. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-6, Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Payne now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson bunts towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Kiner moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Kiner scores. It's 9-6, Cubs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Talbot hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fondi hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bruton. Fondi reaches second base with a double. There goes Baumholtz trying to get to home. O'Connell throws to White, who tags Baumholtz for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a fly ball towards center. Talbot settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Talbot. Aaron moves to third. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Sisti pinch runs for Charlie White. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Phil Payne. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Braves, 9, Cubs, 9. Bubba Church now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-9, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pafko scores. Adcock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-9, Braves. Jim Willis now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aaron hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Warren Sparn now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Luis Marquez pinch runs for Ralph Kiner. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 9. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.